Madam Chair, allow me to first of all congratulate you on assuming the chair of this meeting of experts. In our view, this is one of the most important meeting among all experts, even though there is no inter se priority, but we believe that it is one of the most important issues for us. And while I'll make a general statement later, I wish to comment on the working paper by the Russian Federation, and I wish to thank the Russian Federation for presenting this paper, the proposal, as well as the detailed explanation given by our distinguished colleague, Konstantin, and he clarified a number of doubts. It is very difficult to disagree with the Russian Federation on the need for a detailed procedure and guidelines for operationalizing this Article 6. And I believe this is true of all the articles in the Convention. The Convention was conceived in 1972. In fact, it was conceived much before it came entered into force then. And therefore, every single article in the BWC needs this kind of treatment. However, in our view, this investigation in some way is also related to verification, because if you look at a similar convention, Chemical Weapons Convention, it has very detailed procedures for verification. First of all, declarations, then verification. And then also you have investigation of alleged use and also challenge inspections, Article 9 and Article 10, respectively, of the Chemical Weapons Convention. And therefore, we would like to treat this proposal as a component of an integral framework for a comprehensive verification protocol. And if we are going in that direction, this certainly would be a very welcome element of that comprehensive protocol that we are going to develop. But in the absence of a comprehensive framework, it would be very difficult for my country to support such a proposal. Secondly, the proposal is for establishing a group of governmental experts. We also have an alternate proposal in the first committee also to look at very similar mechanisms, similar procedures. So I feel there will be one lot of redundancy, even though we understand that the Russian Federation has tried to explain that these are two different issues, but in our view, there are some similarities, first of all. And secondly, in one of the earlier meeting of experts, we were told that this group itself, the meeting of experts, actually is an open-ended working group to discuss any issue that is on the agenda of meeting of experts. So I don't understand, why do we have to form actually a group of governmental experts when we have all the experts from all the states parties represented in this forum? And perhaps that itself is an open-ended working group to discuss any issue, any proposal that might be available. So it would be difficult for my country to support this proposal. However, having said that, it would be in fitness of the scheme that we engage further with the Russian Federation as well as other states parties and see if we can find some way to move this proposal forward. But it certainly will have to be in the framework of a comprehensive verification protocol and to operationalize all the provisions of the convention. I thank you, Madam Chair.